podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
What would you guys think is the most popular of all the social media networks? Before we get into our food discussion, I want to touch on this.
So there's there's Instagram, there's Facebook.
I'd say Twitter.
I think Snapchat. That's making a huge run for
itself. 6, 7, 8. They've got the top 8 listed here. Snapchat did not make the top 8. Twitter was number 6.
Really?
So then Facebook. MySpace? It's got to be MySpace.
Facebook Love was MySpace. Number 5. So the most popular of all of the social media networks, the people who use them, and then they give ratings of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They say far and away is Pinterest.
Still.
Oh. People love their Pinterest. I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a Pinterest account, but I have to admit, even as a dude, if I ever go on there, I find interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think the last thing I looked up was what to build with old wood pallets. Like you'd see, you know, delivery pallets.
My daughter-in-law did something with those. She picked up ones that I had at my house. You should see what she did with them.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's huge for moms, too, for kid ideas and birthday parties.
Well, weddings.
Yeah.
It's the most popular, and the least popular of them all is LinkedIn. I got to tell you, I do have an account on LinkedIn, and I'm not sure why I do.
Same.
Well,
I'm not
how else
quite
are you going to get women to
sure
hit on you?
How to use it.
I'm not sure why I have it, because I don't really use it. It's just like I'm there.
I've endorsed people with skills, and I wonder if I'm doing anything for them.
But if you go onto Pinterest, you get all of these. You know, you can get recipes, and there's food stuff on there. I was, speaking of food, I think I was telling Emily yesterday that I like butter. I don't hide the fact. If I go to a nice restaurant and they bring out the oil and the balsamic and stuff like that for you to dip your bread in, I say, excuse me, I don't want to be really gauche or anything, but can you bring me some butter as
What's
well?
What's gauche?
Because bread and butter, to me, here's the way I look at it. Bread is the delivery vehicle simply to get butter into my mouth.
You're one of those that just puts a giant glob on there and just rubs it on your lips first.
You would think I'd be 300 pounds now as much as but I do love butter. And it's funny because we've got a mutual friend who uses that. I'm sorry, but it's horrible. That spray butter.
I can't believe it's not butter in the yellow bottle.
It's in a. Is that the brand?
It is the brand.
So it's the spray. And we had a party at my house, I don't know, a while back. And she showed up and there were a whole bunch of people. And she brought her spray butter. But her thing is that she just sprays it directly into her mouth.
Yes, she does.
And how many pumps is it?
I believe it's, well, she loves to eat it with pretzels too. So she'll have a bag of pretzels and her butter spray. So she'll put a pretzel in her mouth and do, I think it's 5 sprays.
It's
she'll
5.
She'll go, hi, crunch, 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 crunch. Next pretzel, hi. And she continues that until the bottle is gone,
people.
It's like
spray plastic all up in her face.
Whole bottle.
That's about right. And so I will admit.
But there's no calories.
There were a couple of us who said, well, I don't want to knock it without trying it. That was foul.
It was left a film.
Butter, I'm a butter freak. And that was.
It's not, though.
But it's not. It's right there in the title.
Not butter.
True. But if you stop and think about it, then we were thinking about the kind of odd/disgusting food habits that people have.
Yep.
And we do this topic on our show about every, what would you say, every 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a while since
we've done
this.
2 to 3 years. We wait every 2 to 3 years to allow people a chance to recover from this particular program. And then call in and share with us your strange, somewhat disgusting, and yet wonderful food habit that you have.
Hey, would you guys try this from Facebook? Braunschweiger, which is liver sausage, spread onto Lay's potato chips.
I don't know.
I might try them.
You'd have to try all these.
I'm usually pretty game to try something once.
What was it? Liver paste?
Liver sausage.
Oh.
Braunschweiger.
Can't say that
I might
want
even try that.
That.
The one that is the one that makes most of my friends absolutely throw up is here without trying it, though, mind you, is that when I make pancakes or waffles, I put a slice of American cheese between them and let it melt.
I've tried that. You made them in the studio once.
You can't tell me you didn't like it. It was different.
It was good.
Do you put the syrup on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and do the waffles like you do it all the time. You put your butter, of course, and syrup, but you put the slice. You know, I'm talking about the white trash cheese.
You got to unwrap it from plastic.
Yeah. Peel out of the plastic.
It's made out of Vaseline.
And I know people listening right now are saying that is the most foul thing.
It wasn't half bad, though.
It was good.
It was good. I'd have it again, I think.
See?
If I were drunk.
I would hate myself a little.
That's one that I inherited from my father, because I think that's the first time I saw him do that. I kind of turned my lip up like, what are you doing? And then I tried it, boy. Hey.
Life is good.
But now I got to do it every time.
Mine's cottage cheese. If I have a bowl of cottage cheese, I like to take the sour cream and onion Pringles potato chips, crunch them all up, put them in my cottage cheese, and then stir it up. But I don't eat it while they're crunchy. You got to let it sit for a couple minutes.
And get mushy?
So it turns into somewhat of a paste type.
You know, I was going to say, what's disgusting about that? Because those are two incredibly delish elements, but then you say you wait for
you
it gotta to get soggy.
You
got to
wait till you get a little soggy. Then you have somewhat of a sour, creamy, cottage cheesy concoction, and it's really good.
Let's face it, texture is a big thing, right?
Yes.
Right, so if
soggy
it's just,
potato tip texture is really good.
Yeah, if you're just using the potato chip in the cottage cheese, that's almost like a dip, and that's fine.
Right,
but
right.
You let it get like
it's paste,
so that
like
a baby could eat it.
Yeah. Try it, Emily. I guarantee.
What's
flip
your
out.
Foul one, Em?
I'm such a boring. I eat four different items out of the world.
I've
tried
to tell people that too, that you only eat four foods.
Right. I eat.
You're out of this.
What do you put on your tuna?
Cheese, which is one of my four.
Come on. Here's Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hi. How are you?
I'm swell. So what's the combination?
It is ranch and Jell-O.
What kind of Jell-O?
Right.
I usually do it with like the cherry Jell-O. You know the Jell-O you get at Country Buffet?
No.
What color is it?
We're proud to say no.
No,
we don't know
sorry.
That.
Sorry. So it's like a cherry or strawberry type, a red Jell-O of some sort.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is the ranch made in the Jell-O, or you just put ranch on the Jell-O?
I put ranch on the Jell-O.
All right. I know how people are about their ranch dressing.
I love it.
It goes on everything.
Including Jell-O, apparently.
Apparently.
I will try that.
It all started, my mom was one of those moms that if you put it on your plate, you have to eat it. And it was an accident. And ever since then, I loved it ever since I had to eat it.
Well, thank you for turning us on to that. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
You know, some pregnant women eat dirt, so I guess Jell-O and ranch isn't that bad.
Dirt and ranch is good, too.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
What's your food?
Well, it's not a combination of foods, but it's just kind of like the process of eating it. I never really heat up my ramen packs. I eat them dry, and I'll just sprinkle the flavoring on top.
So raw ramen.
So you like it crunchy?
Yeah, I like it crunchy, definitely.
You know, I saw a picture on the old interweb once where someone took the raw ramen and they just dipped it in tomato sauce and then put cheese on top of that and then some pepperoni. They, you know, baked it in a toaster or something. So it was like a ramen pizza.
I would eat that.
I would try that.
I would totally eat that.
Your voice got so much deeper.
We're all so stoned right now.
That's what Sam sounds like when he's turned on.
Yeah, you are.
Have a good day, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
I want that now.
Put that in my mouth. Hello, Evil Heather.
Hi.
What do you got? What's the combination?
Actually, this one's for that something that my husband does, and it's he makes Kraft mac and cheese like normal, except for when it comes to the milk portion of it, he puts chocolate milk in it.
Mac and cheese made with chocolate milk.
What does that do to it?
Right.
Changes the color. Honestly, I've never tried it because I'm allergic to cocoa and like the powdered stuff.
Oh, what a horrible life to lead.
I can't try it, but...
Dang it all.
That's weird.
Well, I think that is one, again, that I would try.
You first.
Not really. What would it hurt?
I don't think there would be much difference, because that powdered cheese would probably cover up
the powdered
most
cheese
of the flavor.
Is going to overwhelm.
Yeah.
But it might be just a subtle hint. Like a bouquet.
Heather, cocoa bouquet.
Thank you for calling the show.
Not a problem.
Sounds like
thank
a burlesque
you.
Dancer, cocoa bouquet.
It does. I want to know if these were all like culinary mistakes or if somebody...
Right, like, oh, we're out of milk, but crap, exactly. We got chocolate milk.
Well, that's what the lady with the ranch on the Jello, she said that was a total accident.
But maybe some of these, there is just a little sliver of crazy genius in there.
Now, okay, so the mac and chocolate milk, mac cheese chocolate milk could have been out of milk when you're making it and you've already got the noodles cooking and everything. You open up your fridge, crap, all we got is chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So necessity breeds deliciousness.
So let's try it. Here's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
We're all great. What do you got?
I love ketchup, whereas some people love ranch, and I put ketchup on my fully loaded baked potato.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
That makes sense.
So different than dipping like French fries and ketchup.
It is a spud in ketchup, right?
Indeed. Hmm. How much do you love ketchup? Do you go through a lot of it?
Oh, yeah. I put ketchup on my baked potato chips. I put it on my pizza. Put it on my bread.
Put it on my wife during foreplay. Come here, girl. We'll sauce you up.
You know, they talk about the average amount of ketchup, but like the average household. And you are the person, Matt, who makes up for me because I never have ketchup.
Same. I love tomatoes. I can't stand ketchup.
I hate ketchup, too.
Yeah. Anyway, but good for you, buddy. Yeah. Ketchup on the baked potato. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
He loves his ketchup.
Here's Susan. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
All right, what do you got?
Peanut butter and dill pickle sandwiches.
There's always one.
Mm.
I want to say that I tried that years ago because I had somebody else who would make it on toast. They would toast it, put the peanut butter so that it melted, and then they would get those pickles, the slices, you know, that are thin.
Oh yeah, right. The stackers.
Like a sandwich
the
stackers.
Sandwich stackers, whatever, and they put that on with their peanut butter, and I want to say something else like mayo or something.
Oh God.
Oh, that's thick.
Yeah.
I would say the key is bread. You need a good just like Iron Kids bread or Wonder Bread or something with that.
Something white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you listening. Here's Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. You get the last word. What is it?
Good morning. So I was at the salad bar yesterday at lunch, and I put on accidentally mixed together tuna, kidney beans, and jalapenos, and it makes for a great combo, and it's healthy.
I would eat the face off of that.
So what was it? Tuna, kidney beans,
and jalapenos.
You know what else? Yes. Probably some ranch dressing, huh?
Well, I guess it was just an accident, wasn't it? It all got mixed together on your plate?
Yeah, and it tastes great.
Were you careful when you went to the salad bar that you weren't in line behind a woman?
I was kind of in a rush.
You got to go around the ladies.
Listen, buddy, thanks for being on the show.
You bet.
Appreciate it. I've got a friend of mine who revels in what she calls the combo bite. And she will often take various things on her plate and mix them together as a combo.
Yep.
And she always hails it as the combo bite and is always announcing the latest combo that will be, you know, delicious.
She needs to get out a little
she
more.
She really does.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.